Democrats and some Republicans have united to reject the bulk of Governor Paula Page's welfare reform initiatives. Many of the proposals are positioned to die between the two bodies in the closing hours of the legislative session. Democrats in the House defeated all the governor's proposals, and while many were upheld in the Senate, where Republicans hold a majority, there's little hope of any realistic compromise. A.J. Higgins has details.
The votes were still being taken, but Governor Paula Page knew the handwriting was already on the wall for the welfare reform package he had promised voters in January. He likened the work of Maine lawmakers on welfare issues to the kinds of sales promotions he used to oversee as general manager of Martin's Salvage and Surplus Stores during his weekly radio message.
This legislative budget is like a clearance sale for welfare benefits. It gets more able-bodied people in the door to sign them up for even more welfare.
From the loss of a bill that would impose drug testing for clients of temporary assistance for needy families, also known as TANF, to eliminating general assistance to legal non-citizens living in Maine, LePage's entire agenda pretty much went down the drain, and the governor knew exactly who to blame.
Politicians in Augusta must think Mainers have the same work ethic as some of the welfare recipients they are trying to enable. These politicians come to the statehouse and accomplish nothing for 5 months. They cram together a budget in secret at the last minute, then complain about staying up late to do the work they didn't get done since January.
In the aftermath of a series of House votes that rejected caps on TANF benefits, limits on general assistance and other benefit restrictions, Maine Senate Republicans issued a press release expressing their disappointment in the democratically controlled House for killing the bills. Senate Majority Leader Garrett Mason said he was dismayed that Democrats in the House refused to vote for these reforms that the people of Maine supported. Throughout the day, the same bills came back to the Maine Senate, where Republicans supported versions that were completely opposite of those passed by the House, resulting in a series of dueling debates between GOP leaders and Democrats. The debate on drug testing for TANF recipients was typical, with Senator Ann Haskell, a Portland Democrat, trying in vain to sway Republicans with exactly what LD 1407 would do.
If they came back positive, you would be required to take a urinalysis, and if you were determined to have drugs in your system, you would be disallowed. The federal government, USDA, on SNAP benefits, the Food and Nutrition Services policy prohibits states from mandating drug testing of SNAP applicants and recipients.
Each time, Senator Eric Brakey, a Republican from Auburn, was there to point out what he perceived as the flaws in the Democratic argument, and drug testing for TANF clients was no exception.
While not all who suffer from drug addiction are on the lower end of the socioeconomic scale, the fact that we do have beneficiaries of TANF benefits trafficking their cards to pay for illicit drugs is very real. LB 1407 will add another tool for the department to use to help identify applicants who may be at risk and help them get into an intervention program, ensuring that public assistance is being used in the manner for which it is intended and help stabilize families in need.
Democrats insisted that they had actually made significant reforms to the state welfare system in the state budget by helping struggling parents with child care and transportation needs. Democratic leaders also said that the budget strengthens penalties for abuse of general assistance and praised other reforms that they say are designed not to pull the rug out from beneath Maine families. For MPBN News, I'm A.J. Higgins.